This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get back to all the NFL news in just a moment, but Wednesdays means the great debate around here. We got a doozy for you today. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. We love doing this on Wednesdays at this time, Pearl, because we can take something that's loosely based off the news and we can turn it into something much, much bigger. So you may have noticed a couple things have happened lately, Pearl.
Yeah.
In the world of professional sports, basketball, we had one of the most unpopular trades that we're probably going to see in quite a long time, which is Luka Doncic being traded to the Lakers, right? Mavs fans showing up with caskets.
Yeah.
You know, it's just been a horrific scene, just a debacle in Dallas. On Saturday night, we had something from the world of sports entertainment, which got people really ticked off, and that was this.
John Cena. He's going to stoop to this. You got to be kidding me. This is absolutely ridiculous.
I didn't know they cursed on these broadcasts. Anyway, Michael Cole, Pat McAfee, I think. So this was John Cena turning heel. Even if you're not a sports, a wrestling fan, you may be familiar with John Cena because he's a huge
naysayer, no?
Major movie star. But his whole persona has been the babyface, the good guy. All the Make-A-Wish Foundation stuff he's done. It's like in the ring, but also real life. He's really lived this character of being the good guy. He turns heel, and this is like his final season, if you will, of being in WWE. So this was very unpopular, I'm being told. Unpopular that John Cena, after all these years of being the good guy, turns heel and is now the bad guy. So with that in mind, we get to the great debate.
The Great Debate Series.
Okay, so if we combine these two things that have happened recently, the Luka Doncic trade and John Cena turning heel, together you get the most unpopular moments in sports. Mm. Unpopular. Fans hate it. Doesn't even matter if you're actually a fan of the team, Pearl. I think we were outraged on behalf of Mavs fans, and you and I are not Mavs fans. I think everyone was... maybe except for Laker fans.
Yeah.
And I think everyone could get behind, you know, this John Cena turning heel. And it was just, again, the word is unpopular. So we're asking, what is the most unpopular move in the history of sports?
Mm.
Should I go first?
Yeah, please.
All right. I'm going to take you guys back to a day that we will remember forever in sports. And it was July 8th, 2010. The biggest story of that summer, and really the years leading up to that summer, was LeBron James's first free agency. Then we get word, almost like the smoke coming out of the Vatican. LeBron has picked a team, and he's going to be announcing it at the Boys and Girls Club in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Not Northeast Ohio?
Not Northeast Ohio, Manny. Greenwich, Connecticut. The Switzerland of states. I have no idea. And Jim Gray was going to be doing the interview. This is the decision.
What's your decision?
In this fall, man, this is very tough. In this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
Miami Heat. That was the conclusion you woke up with this morning.
That was the conclusion I woke up with this morning.
Oh, awkward. LeBron's nervous. This was actually 6 minutes into the interview. They had been filibustering to make sure they got like maximum, you know, TV eyeballs. Fans took to the streets. You heard the gasps there. They're like, somebody clapped. That must have been Rich Paul. The gasps, you know, and all these stunned children behind him, burning jerseys.
It wasn't the children behind him burning the jerseys.
No. Well, maybe. But no, not in that moment. Dan Gilbert, the owner of the Cavs, was clearly blindsided by this, puts out a message in Comic Sans of all fonts, calling LeBron selfish, calling this a betrayal, and vowing that they would win a title before LeBron does. Spoiler, that didn't happen. Anyway, you had one guy, an author named Scott Rabb, I believe was his name.
Oh, yeah.
Wrote a book called The Whore of Akron, One Man's Search for the Soul of LeBron James.
Scott, I love Scott Rabb. Long time Esquire or GQ?
One of those.
Yeah, diehard Cavs fan.
Yeah.
Who, by the way,
a little harsh on the title there.
Yeah, ironically, they all jumped back on board with LeBron.
So, if we're talking about the most unpopular decisions in sports, and LeBron, by the way, who had been kind of like a John Cena type character, this was looked at as a heel turn also, which is one of the motivations behind this great debate. LeBron's decision, Pearl, the most unpopular moment in sports history.
And there is a tie to my high school, Lower Merion High School, in here, because Take My Talents was what Kobe Bryant said in 1996. In my gym, the gym I made famous as a high school basketball player, yes, said I'm taking my talents to the NBA. So LeBron was just paying homage to Kobe. Nobody cared. They were just so angry at him. Everybody was furious.
I forgot that year when you took Brandy to the prom. that was you, wasn't it?
But you know what? The other thing,
the
too.
Drink?
The black hat commercial, he literally put on the black hat in a commercial a year later. Mm-hmm. LeBron, it's worse than John Cena. LeBron was beloved. And then he had to find this new role as a bad guy, and it did not work.
He did not like it.
In fact, he didn't like it so much he went back to Cleveland.
Yeah, right. Won him a title and everything. We're talking about the most unpopular decisions in the history of sports. I said the decision. EJ, go ahead.
Okay, so I wasn't born for this, but I hear the stories, and I think about what would happen if this happened to my team. It has seemed to upset pretty much the entire football world. So I take you back to a time, 1984, where you have the Baltimore Colts, who were just recently bought by the Irsay family, Robert Irsay. And he's parading around all through the NFL trying to find potentially a new home because he was unhappy with the situation in Baltimore. And press was asking about whether or not they would leave weeks before, actually, I think the day before, he said this.
I have not any intention of moving the team. If I did, I would tell you about it, okay?
Well, he never told them about it. And in fact, overnight, midnight, March 28th, the Colts move from Baltimore to Indianapolis. Yep. Literally, you see moving trucks, the Mayflower, the famous image in the snow, packing up stuff from the Baltimore facility to ship it over to Indianapolis. And it was a heartbreaking moment for the fans of Baltimore, a great franchise, a beloved franchise. Of course, we remember John Unitas and the history behind that. And they actually were talking to employees who showed up at the facility to kind of memorialize what once was.
Very sad right now.
Were you a fan as well as an employee?
I think I missed one game in 4 years.
When you have to sneak out in the middle of the night, don't inform your vested employees of your intentions. I don't want to work for people like that.
Well, I figured I'd take a look at the complex one last time. It's the sneakiest thing I've ever seen done in my life. I can't believe it. In 14 years, I missed one football game, and I just don't know what I'm going to do this fall.
Heartbreaking, gutless, just sick. I mean, sick move by the Irsay family. Not surprising given what we've seen from them over the past several decades. But this is, to me, my most hated moment, my most unpopular moment. The Colts moving overnight, not telling anybody, from Baltimore to Indianapolis.
It's a good one. And then we had sort of a 2.0 version with Art Modell and the Browns years later.
Yep.
Okay, we're asking for the most unpopular moment in sports. Manny, go ahead.
I, too, will go back to 2010, a long, long time ago. I will go to Detroit. In early June, Armando Galarraga pitching a perfect game, 8 2/3 of perfect pitching. Ground ball on over to the right side, and, well...
The 1-1 pitch, swinging a ground ball right side. Backhanded by Cabrera. He's going to turn, throw to first, and they didn't get him! Oh, man!
Are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness.
That's what it sounded like on Tigers radio. A moment that all of us just basically still cringe about it.
Oh, I'm ticked off. Just listen to that.
15 years ago, basically, almost, you know, 2 months away from the anniversary, 15th year anniversary, a moment that makes us all still cringe. Armando Galarraga, Jim Joyce blowing the call over at first base. Armando Galarraga getting the 27th out, the next AB. It all stinks. Armando Galarraga's imperfect, perfect game.
Yeah. I don't need to fact check you here, but... That couldn't have been 15 years ago. That was yesterday.
That was 15 years ago? Doesn't that seem like it happened more recently?
Well, think about it. It was really like the straw that broke the camel's back to get replay into baseball. Mm. So in some ways, I guess a good thing, but that was such a devastating moment. Jim Joyce, remember, crying. I think he went on the Today Show the next day and apologized publicly. Manny, the hair is like standing up on my arms, just getting so mad thinking about that. And... You didn't mention how classy Armando Galarraga was in handling that. Not only did he forgive Joyce, he didn't even make a big stink about it on the mound, where he had every right to just lose it on Jim Joyce,
and
he
just,
didn't.
Just kind of smiled, looked back at him, and went right back onto the mound to get that 27th out. And then the next day, they exchanged lineup cards behind the dish because Jim Joyce was slated to be the home plate umpire. It's incredible how they handled it as well, both of them.
I still don't understand why baseball didn't just fix it.
They could have just said, yeah. They don't asterisk. They don't do anything.
But that was the one time where you could have done it. It was the last out of the game. It was a clear mistake. There was no butterfly effect. It wouldn't have affected anything else in the game. They could have just said, you know what? That was a perfect game.
I don't know
Jim
if
Joyce messed up.
I don't care.
I want it.
Yeah, I know. It would have been satisfying for the fans. But would it have? Okay, Bogus. Go ahead, sir.
So, again, this is based on Saturday night, John Cena's heel turn. I offer you... the very original in that category.
And then there was one, and it was Sting, and he didn't look too good.
Hulkamania! Hulk Hogan is here!
Hulk Hogan's here!
Hulk Hogan is in the building!
You damn right he is!
Go get a Hulkster!
Yeah, but whose side is he on?
What are you talking about?
Whose side is he on?
What are you talking about?
Yes, sir!
Get him, Hogan! Go get him, baby!
Come on and get some of this now.
Who's bad now, boys?
Hulk Hogan arrived. Hulk.
What is he doing?
Oh, my God.
Is he the third man?
He's the third man.
What the hell is going on here?
Hulk Hogan has betrayed WCW. He is the third man.
Look at
this picture.
Oh, my God. What the hell is going on?
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
Probably the lowest shot ever given to professional wrestling. That man did right there, Hulk Hogan.
Let's get everybody out of the dressing room right now and kick his rear end.
Yeah, let's do it. Manny, this was 1996.
Damn.
This is the Bash at the Beach, the main event. It's Macho Man Randy Savage, Lex Luthor, and the singer Sting defending the WCW against the Outsiders, Kevin Nash and Scott Hall. Plus a secret third partner. That person, unknown, match begins, bad guys are winning, out comes Hogan, we think, to save WCW. Instead, the thud in the middle is him dropping the leg on Macho Man. The NWO is born. We soon have Hogan, that terrible fake beard. All hell breaks loose. Hearts are broken. This is the original can't ever forgive this.
It's so funny. I didn't remember the singer Sting was there too, actually.
I assume that's what it said. Gosh. Sting.
Yeah.
There's only one.
He was on the side
singing every breath you take.
Every breath you take and doing his meditation practice to win.
He's doing tantric to Roxanne.
That's actually what Travis Scott was doing when John Cena turned heel.
He did the first ever 24-hour figure four leg lock, if you know what I mean.
And it felt great. If you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yes, same Sting.
By the way, Sting, if anyone isn't catching a joke, is famous for being intimate for 24 hours straight. Most boring thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
You think it'd be boring?
Oh, my God. 24 hours straight?
You should be raising money for something. It's like a telethon.
How many times do you check your watch during that session? Like, honey, can we turn on the TV?
No.
Times 1,000. Let's rent the Brutalist. It's 3 hours and 35 minutes long. That doesn't make any sense. But it makes it as much sense as Sting being at a wrestling match.
It also wasn't Lex Luthor either.
Yeah. Oh, you said Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
Couple factual
I almost went Steve
once
Nash,
again.
Anthony Michael Hall.
Maggie, what do you think of Bogush going to pro wrestling? He has a history of teasing these guys about pro wrestling.
I think he's given them a taste of their own medicine.
Like, I'm stunned.
You think that John Cena was the reason we're doing the most unpopular sports moments of all time, but I'll give you the OG.
Yeah, the real one, the one that actually hurt and meant something.
Okay, I'm going to stay consistent with the theme, but first, can I tell you, I'm just going to take a slight left turn for the one I did not choose. We always do the great debate. I look at lists, so I will look at the worst moments in sports.
Yeah.
A lot of what
this
you guys
is most unpopular.
Most unpopular. A lot of what we've said is on this list. All these things are.
Well, but we didn't cheat, but.
Right. But
you need to jog your memory.
My point was that you guys are right on spot for unpopular things, but you forgot about one.
Mm.
The number one thing on this Yard Barker list is a popular sports website was Merkel's boner. Anyone remember that?
What?
Merkel's boner.
Is that what Sting calls it?
Yes. It's one of the most famous
plays. That's what they do hour 10.
In MLB history. Fred Merkel, the New York Giants, appeared to have a crucial win over the Chicago Cubs after he scored the winning run, but he missed second base after the fans ran onto the field. Johnny Evers, famous baseball player, went back and tagged the base. It was called Merkel's boner, so I thought about doing that just to make Manny laugh. And it.
What a time that you could use that as a headline. It was acceptable.
Yes.
And no one laughed. Bonehead.
It's right there.
I know.
But I went with the modern version of Merkel's boner, which happened in 2000.
Which you need blue chew for.
Merkel's boner, we got the San Diego chicken canceled by Maggie.
Listen, he opened the door by bringing Sting into this. But
it's also brought to you by Cialis Tadalafil.
Okay. I have actually the 2018 NFL season, their version of Merkel's boner. Let's play it.
Quick snap. Breeze. Pass is incomplete. No flag for Tommy Lee Lewis. Nickell Robey Coleman delivered a hit. And the two officials talk to each other. Crowd's going crazy as there's no flag right on the Saints sideline. Mike Pereira, if that was a penalty, that would have in essence ended the game. Did you think it was a penalty?
Yeah, I really do. I know it's easy in slow motion. They're close to bang bang, but that was early enough. Even high contact on the
recent clearly contact.
Yeah, so I wanted to go with the bad officiating route, kind of like Manny did, because nothing makes me angrier, and I think nothing makes everybody more mad than bad calls, especially one that cost somebody a Super Bowl, like the Saints and the Rams. Saints would have won the game, would have gone on to play the Patriots, and would have had a really good chance in that game. That wasn't a great Patriots team.
No.
Patriots beat the Rams 13-3. The rest is history. They bring in review on pass interference calls the next year. It didn't really work. But that, to me, was the most unpopular moment. Again, I just didn't think enough people knew Merkel's boner. I wanted to go that direction.
Well, you're on record as wanting to go with the...
forget the boner.
This list, by the way, this list I'm looking at has the Merkel play followed by the Jim Joyce play. So it's right. It's like the 1912 version of this.
If we were just doing the two bad ref calls, so we're doing the most unpopular moment in sports, Manny's Jim Joyce blows a perfect game for Armando Galarraga.
Joyce's boner.
Or Joyce's boner. Or...
or Hulk's boner.
NFC Championship game.
You might go with the 72 Olympics. There was a bad
basketball game.
A good one.
Doug Collins gets robbed of gold.
I think that's the, you know, you're talking about unpopular. Everything we've talked about is unpopular. Team moves, bad calls.
Yep.
But if you're going bad calls, I understand what you're doing with Galarraga, but everybody was okay there. The Saints went to court to try and reverse this thing. They went to federal court, Manny.
Well, that's just because Galarraga was so classy about it. You know, he just sort of let it go. It's one of the all-time sportsmanship moves for Galarraga. They should name an award after him.
Couldn't be me. I'd need to see Jim Joyce after the game. There'd be furniture moving in the clubhouse.
Okay, so there you go. Our great debate today, the most unpopular moments in sports. This is based off of two big things that happened recently. John Cena turning heel, which got the WWE fans all ticked off. And, of course, the Luka Doncic trade, which is still and will forever be awful. Could have easily made this list.
Well, I think that there's so many Lakers fans. I think 35% of the audience is like, yes, let's go, Luka. It's kind of good for the NBA in the long run, no? Anyway, Merkel's boner is not going to make the poll.
This is going to be a tough poll. I'm trying to figure out who's not going to make it.
I mean, they're all so good.
They're all elite. This is like, usually one of us picks like an off the beaten path one that makes me easy to reject.
No, I think
this
we all.
This one is tough.
Maybe it's not a poll. Maybe it's just we put them all and you've got to write it in.
Yeah, but someone wants to win. That's the whole point of this. It's the debate. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Or just put four spots of Merkel's boner.
That'll guarantee more Merkel's boner wins.
I'm tweeting out the Wikipedia page just so people understand this is a real thing. It's been called the most controversial game in baseball history by many historians.
And they came up with that name.
Wow.
I saw this list last night. I'm like, I guarantee this makes everyone laugh. I almost wanted to text it to you guys, but I figured I'd save it for air.
No.
How many people do you think came across that Wikipedia page thinking that something else would pop up?
Wikipedia XXXXX?
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
I'm on the wrong one.
Also, is nobody else thinking about former German Chancellor Angela Merkel?
I am.
Oh, I'm about Kent Merker, the former pitcher.
Anyway,
because when I think erotic, Angela Merkel comes to the top of the list.
Listen, I'm sure it's somebody's cup of tea out there. We got a bunch of freaks and geeks out there. 855-212-4227.
I'm more of a Madeleine Albright guy myself.
Typical.
Yeah, it's not who was the Iron Lady? Margaret Thatcher.
Oof. The original Sydney Sweeney.
Hot women of history.
Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. Let us know. What did we miss? The most unpopular moment in sports was what? 855-212-4227. Okay. How about something very popular? And that would be Prize Picks. We're obsessed with it around here. And the second half of the basketball season is there for you on Prize Picks because it's the best place to cash in on your favorite sports. So I love combining the NBA with college hoops right now, Pearl. Like, this is it. Mm. You know, we're in March. So you have awesome, you know, Lakers, Warriors making a push here, and we're about to have conference tournaments coming up really soon. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. The app's super simple to use. All you do is pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projection. You win up to 1,000 times your money. It's not rocket science, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I have a new trend. I'm going to follow my Phillies players because I think, you know, I'm going to make multiple picks, but if I can master that Phillies pitching staff, it's really going to help me in Prize Picks. And that's pretty much every day because baseball has started so much fun. Join Prize Picks. It's America's number one daily fantasy sports app. It's available in 40 plus states, including California and Texas. Just download the Prize Picks app today and use the code MNP and get $50 in bonus promo funds instantly when you play just $5. That's code MNP on Prize Picks to get $50 in bonus promo funds instantly when you play $5. Win or lose, you'll get the $50 bonus credit for just playing. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Manned P.
Welcome back. Maggie and Perloff Show. Great Debate Wednesday. Most unpopular moment in sports history. We got a wide variety here, going all the way back to 1908.
You went back to 08.
Yeah. Don't discount Merkel's boner, Maggie.
What's the newspaper who labeled his boneheaded play as a boner? Do you know?
I do not know. But that being said, it is such a famous thing. Johnny Evers, you know, was part of that triple play combination.
Yeah, Tinkers, Devers, DeChamps.
So this is a big deal. Actually, if we had Bob Costas on, he could probably talk about this game for an hour and a half.
Ken Burns probably did a documentary. Yeah.
John McGraw was the manager for the Giants. This is crazy. But actually, if it had happened more recently, it probably could have made this list of things that everybody hated. Most unpopular sports moments.
Yeah, most unpopular sports moments. I went with LeBron's decision. EJ went with the Colts leaving Baltimore for Indianapolis middle of the night. Manny went with Jim Joyce, the umpire, blowing Armando Galarraga's perfect game. Bogish went with Hulk Hogan turning heel. Bash at the Beach, and Perloff went with the debacle, the NFC Championship game where the Saints were hosed by a no-call. There should have been a pass interference, never happened, and it basically sent the Rams to the Super Bowl. So we're asking you the most unpopular sport moment. Tommy is in Vancouver, Washington. Good morning, Tommy.
Yeah, there's no worse moment than when Pete Carroll called a pass at the 1 yard line against New England. There wasn't a jaw in the Northwest that didn't hit the ground in that play. And it ruined my whole year.
And it may have ruined a dynasty, Tommy. I mean, if you ask Marshawn Lynch and some of those Seattle Seahawks, thank you for the call. They thought they were poised to go on a run. This is what it sounded like.
Play clock at 5. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler. Unreal.
Did you understand anything I just said?
I mean, launched a lot of conspiracy theories too. Were they trying to hand the MVP to Russell Wilson? I don't actually believe that one. I don't think you're thinking that way in that moment. I just thought they thought it was a play that was going to work, and Belichick had been scouting it.
Yeah, I mean, they might have thought that Marshawn would get stuffed on that run, and time was running
out. Yeah, what's going on, boss man?
People, I mean, I agree with you. I don't think it was a conspiracy theory. I think it's really hard to make the right call with 30 seconds left. I thought about that one for this list. That was a good call.
Let's go to Mike, who's in Syracuse. Mike, the most unpopular sports moment of all time was what?
August 1988 shook an entire country when the L.A. Kings got Wayne Gretzky out of Canada and Edmonton.
Yep. I can't even imagine, like, the devastation there. Now, forgive me on this one, because I don't remember. Leading up to the trade, was there any wind? Like, were people was there any inkling that Gretzky was going to get traded, or did this one drop, like, completely blindside people?
Well, the people that were in the know knew that Peter Poslington needed money.
Yeah.
Canada's economy was such that the team just couldn't exist, couldn't keep paying everybody that they were paying. I mean, this was a dynasty that just got broken up.
Yep. No, it was amazing. Here's a little from that moment.
I'm disappointed about having to leave Edmonton. I truly admire all the fans and respect everyone over the years.
Unbelievable moment. Thank you for that call. Just, you know, Mike's right. A whole country devastated by that. Not just a city or, you know, a team. We're talking about Luka getting traded. People are upset. The great one getting traded. Bogus, you seem like you want to weigh in on
that. I can't.
Why?
It's not a popular opinion.
Yeah. What did the Kings had to pay 25% extra on getting Gretzky too, right?
I was going to say we should do the Miracle on Ice from the Soviet perspective. That ruined a whole country.
I think my joke is worse.
Yeah.
We bring both politics into it, guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're staying away
that's
from
not
that
politics.
This morning.
That's American fiscal policy. Now Gretzky would have cost 25% more. I mean, that's how.
Is that a second first round pick? How does that translate into hockey dollars?
I don't know. Oh, I hate Kathy Hochul.
No, guys. Don't worry. It's all going to be good in the long run. Let's get another one in here. Adam is in Vancouver. Hi, Adam. How are you? Most unpopular sports moment. What was it?
How are you doing today?
We're good.
Good. So I'm going to take you back to the year 2000. Michael Heisley, he purchases the Vancouver Grizzlies. and promises he's going to keep them in Vancouver and build a winner. Even goes as far as to sing the national anthem at the season opener. And then, sure enough, at the end of the year, moves them to Memphis. And so begins my lifelong grudge and hatred of the NBA.
Man, Adam, you have a reason to have beef there. And I would say ditto everyone in the city of Seattle,
yeah,
where Clay Bennett said the same thing. And thank you, Adam, for the call. Said he was going to keep the team in Seattle, yeah, and then move them to Oklahoma City.
Same story with, I have friends who are St. Louis Rams fans, yep, and they just turned off the NFL altogether.
But here's the thing about the Rams. I hated it for them, and I hated it for the city of St. Louis, but they were openly, like, threatening the NFL. We're going to move. We're going to move. Remember Stan Kroenke? His jet would be spotted all over the place. I feel like that was an open secret.
But did they're the only team that got sued and lost for illegally moving.
They did get sued.
They got destroyed in that lawsuit. Yep. So no, I'm not sure it was quite that simple. I think St. Louis was right on that list of PO'd fan bases.
And a lot of it, they always will say, well, they wouldn't give us a new arena. They wouldn't give us a new building.
You mean to tell me the Edward Jones Dome wasn't enough?
Did you watch any of the Edward Jones Dome?
I caught the tail end of the Edward Jones
Dome. I mean, I think it was LA was so attractive. The fact that you had the second biggest city of the country without a team,
yep,
makes sense. Every owner should have been trying to get there, except for the bigger market, New York.
Well, Mark Davis was trying to get there, and Kroenke beat him to it.
Yeah, yep, Davis was there before, obviously.
Right, exactly.
Okay, 855-212-4227. Keep him coming. We're asking for the most unpopular sports moment of all time, and all these ones are great. Bogues, what's going on in the world outside of this?
So the free-falling Suns were down 23 late third quarter last night, down 19 entering the fourth, but they beat the Clippers.
KD dribbles between his legs, now goes to his left. He's double-teamed, swings to a wide-open Gillespie for three. He got it!
Are you Colin kidding
Gillespie
me?
From downtown gives the Suns a five-point lead. What can't the former Villanova Wildcat do here tonight?
That's Suns Radio, and yes, that was the dagger three in the 119-117 Phoenix win. But Kevin Durant did the heavy lifting. He made seven shots over the last 14 minutes of this game. All of the Clippers hit just six. KD finishing with 34 in this much-needed victory. But it did not come without drama. TV cameras caught KD and head coach Mike Budenholzer in a semi-heated exchange as Durant returned to the bench for a timeout. The player says, no big deal.
We're competitive as two individuals who want to see things done the right way. And sometimes my way ain't the way that Bud want to do it, and vice versa. And he allows me as a player on the team, a veteran on the team, to voice my opinion. If we both didn't care, we would never have stuff like that.
Was this in December when the season still had a prayer?
Yeah, but also this entire free fall has been about possibly them not liking Bud. So this doesn't look good.
No.
It might be just because they're competitors, or might just be Durant overflowing in them and with frustration that's been building for weeks and months with the head coach.
Can I ask you, who does Kevin Durant like playing for?
Come on, bro.
Well, he thought he liked Steve Nash, right?
Team USA.
Couldn't get along with Steve Kerr. That's well documented.
He's an idiot.
Kenny Atkinson fired. Didn't even give him a shot.
Right.
Meanwhile, he might go to the finals this year with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Nice.
Steve Nash, that was not good.
And that was their pick, right? Because he knew Nash from the Warriors. Like he wanted him in Brooklyn.
Yep.
That didn't work.
And remember, they said they didn't need a coach.
Right.
They could all coach.
No, they were going to coach off vibes.
Yeah.
Sure. And now it looks like Budenholzer is also a no. And who was there before Budenholzer? Vogel?
Vogel. They got rid of him, too.
Yep.
After one season.
Anyone else shocked Colin Gillespie's in the NBA? Remember that guy?
Yeah. About those Nova boys.
Also that.
Yeah. That was his career high last night. I just looked it up.
Three?
10.
Oh, okay.
First name in double digits.
I'm not surprised, only because I remember that clip a couple years ago when he called DeAndre Jordan his dad when he was mic'd up.
No way.
It was so weird. It was like DeAndre Jordan's like, get out of here, rookie. He's like, sorry, dad.
Oh, not like
not like a Pedro Martinez
easy sting
or whatever.
Yeah, it was like, why did TNT air this mic'd up segment?
LeBron and Luka combined for 64 in the Lakers 136-115 decision over the Pelicans. LA has its first 7-game win streak since 2021. The Cavaliers on an 11-game run after outscoring the Bulls 139-117 in Chicago. And the Rockets dropped their third straight 115-102 in Indiana. As discussed already this morning, the Jets releasing Davante Adams since no one wanted to trade for his $38 million cap hit. The Packers, the betting favorite for a reunion. In the meantime, Green Bay inking kicker Brandon McManus, a three-year deal with a $5 million signing bonus. A night of upsets in men's college hoops. Top-ranked Auburn going down at number 22, Texas A&M, 83-72. That's the Aggies' first ever win over number one. 10th-ranked Iowa State lost at home in double OT, 88-85 to number 23, BYU. And Texas, an 87-82 OT win at number 25, Mississippi State. Roky Sasaki made his Dodgers spring training debut last night against the Reds. Three innings, no runs, two hits, one walk, five Ks. Manager Dave Roberts on Spectrum Sportsnet LA.
Tonight was a big night. I just think that being under the lights in a big league ball game, just seeing how we responded, and the stuff was really good. Obviously got a lot of swing and miss, a fastball played up. So really good to see. So we got him three innings, and then he'll make one more start before we break camp.
The Dodgers have to break camp soon because they and the Cubs play two real games in Tokyo in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
From the NHL, Carolina winning in Detroit 2-1. You already know that. That's from last hour, so never mind. Guys, back to you.
Folks, thanks. Dynamite. We're asking you today, the great debate is what's the most unpopular moment in the history of sports? I want to sneak in one more before the break, and that's JT in Atlanta. JT, what do you have for us?
Hey, thank you guys for taking my call. I think there's a couple. I mean, and I don't know if he's necessarily qualified, but I really hated to see both of them happen. One was the Kermit Washington and Rudy Tomjanovich punch. And then the other one was Senior into the wall. Those are both of my those things where Rudy I never saw, but the one Senior is like you'll never forget where you were when that happened. And it's definitely unpopular.
JT, thank you. You know, we had not actually had like injuries yet when we were talking about unpopular moments. You know, I did LeBron's decision. Perloff's talking about the Rams the Saints getting hosed in the NFC Championship game. You know, Bogus doing, you know, Hulk Hogan turning heel. We had not done injuries yet or those the devastating punch of Rudy Tomjanovich getting punched by Kermit Washington.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the Senior is a different thing altogether.
Yeah, well, that's a death. Yeah,
that Elvis doesn't fit because it's so tragic. You know, I actually thought about a couple injuries, Joe Theismann's leg, and was it, there's a Paul George injury, and who is the kid at Louisville?
Kevin Ware.
Yeah. Ware. Oof. Kevin Ware, actually, I couldn't remember his name, jumped in my mind.
Yeah, different kind of thing. We're asking for most unpopular moments. I think that would be most unfortunate moments, if I were splitting hairs.
Yeah. Worst moments?
Worst moments, most devastating to witness. Yeah. We're talking about unpopular here.
Yeah, because it's like off of John Cena again, who made a decision to be a bad guy.
Right.
Those guys obviously didn't decide to get hurt. Those are just sad, heartbreaking things that happened.
Exactly. 855-212-4227. Yep, bro.
Yeah, we're all aware that some writer in Stamford, Connecticut came up with this whole thing, right? This was not an actual, whatever.
What's that?
John Cena turning bad guy.
Oh, wrestling is fake. Oh, we don't know.
I mean, I just think it's a little different. Yes. Wrestling is fake. It's just a little different.
Somebody didn't tell Travis Scott. Didn't what's-his-face like rupture his eardrum or something like that?
Allegedly, Travis Scott slapped Cody Rhodes so hard that he has a ruptured eardrum and a black eye.
Yeah, that's real. No, listen, it was unpopular.
They do take punishment, Maggie. Let's be clear.
No, I know
that.
But these guys do take a lot of punishment. But I do think that it counts because the fans hated it. They didn't like it.
Everyone's tuning in. Who doesn't want to see this John Cena heel turn? This could be awesome.
I mean, I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, all the wrestling fans
are.
Yeah,
and it's just in time for him to leave.
Do you see the kids, though? The video of the kids crying? That's my favorite part of this, is these parents.
Is kids crying?
These sad parents. These crazy parents who are like, I'm going to put my phone on my kid as he's watching John Cena beat the crap out of Cody Rhodes. And the kid's just wearing his C Nation shirt, his Hustle Loyalty Respect with the hat on, crying. Watching John Cena be a bad guy.
Watching children cry is very entertaining.
Hey,
you guys are the worst.
The worst.
Well, I didn't do it. I'm saying some guy did it, but it is funny.
Has there ever been a wrestler who didn't turn heel at one point?
I don't think so.
Pete
would know, obviously.
Bob Backlund?
Oh, Backlund definitely was a heel.
Okay.
I mean, Cena originally was a, well, not originally, but he at one point was a heel before. This isn't like this has never happened. It's just he hasn't.
Oh.
It's 22 years of him being the same character, and he said he would never do it. This.
I think you're an idiot.
I now have a question, which is what's like the more unforgivable thing to put or not unforgivable, but the bigger violation of someone's privacy? Is it posting your child crying on the internet, or with the people who film family members and friends when they're still hopped up on like laughing gas and stuff from the dentist?
That I hate. I'm always scared that's going to happen to me.
You're okay with people putting videos of their kids crying on the internet?
I mean, okay with it. It's fine. You're a kid. Everyone knows kids cry. It's not a surprising thing. It's what? It's funny.
There's a lot of these laughing gas videos. I've never seen one of those.
Oh, actually, never? Yeah. Oh, my God, they're great. People have no idea what they're saying. They're so looped
up. Are they on something heavier than laughing gas or just laughing gas?
It's just they're coming out of something. It might not even be the gas. I think it's just
coming out of surgery.
Yeah, being put out.
Yeah.
And they're
like, when I had my surgery, I was very worried Andrea was going to record me doing something. She did.
Yeah. Okay, I could be. That does sound fun.
Weren't you petrified that you would admit something you didn't want to admit?
Right, that's my thing.
Oh, all of a sudden she'd start giving you the Inquisition when you're
right.
When you just literally had truth serum.
Right.
Yeah. Not talking about Merkel's boner right out of
It's a historical play, people. Grow up. Grow up.
855-212-4227. Thank you, Bogish. We're asking you, what's the most unpopular moment in the history of sports?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I appreciate that Manny has discovered the 80s when it comes to music. Are you listening to these songs for the first time?
No, I grew up listening to a 60s, 70s, and 80s radio station, but I mean, I've recently stumbled upon a playlist on Apple Music.
It's pretty good. 855-212-4227. All right, Maggie and Perloff Show, what we're asking you today is our great debate, which is, what's the most unpopular moment in the history of sports? Two things happened recently that are the motivation behind this. One, Luka Doncic getting traded. Wildly unpopular, I guess, unless you're a Laker fan. And also Saturday night in the WWE, Perloff, I know you were locked in, John Cena turned heel after a 20-year wrestling career of being the good guy. He turns to the bad guy. So we are asking you the most unpopular sports moment. Want to go to Sean in Oregon, who's got a good one. What's up, Sean?
Hey, good morning, you guys. I was just thinking about this, and it was a real popular guy, and then he almost like turned heel in this moment when he bit, when Mike Tyson bit Evander Holyfield's ear. And everyone got really upset with Mike Tyson.
Yeah, Sean, it's fantastic one. Now, I would argue that Mike Tyson turned heel when he went to prison for rape. That's when I think Mike Tyson actually turned heel. But as far as sports is concerned, this is it. And Sean, thank you for the call and bringing
legacy
this up.
Legacy doesn't mean nothing.
Because here's the thing. It was like a cop-out. And I think that's, Perloff, what got people. Once you got out of the like just shock value of it, it was, you know, Tyson wasn't ready for the fight. He wasn't preparing for the fight. He was looking for a way out. He bit Holyfield's ear. And it was like, that's a loser move for someone who had been so associated with being a dominant winner.
Yeah, but I don't know if it was unpopular. Because I also think a lot of people thought, oh my God, that's awesome. He just bit the dude's ear off. It's like one of the most, it's infamous.
Yeah.
But to me, it's just a slight bit different. Like, I don't know. I remember that being kind of awesome, right? Like, don't we all remember that as a highlight?
I don't know if awesome is the word I would use. Shocking. Shocking.
Yeah, but I don't remember people being mad at Tyson. It was like, oh my God, he's getting his butt kicked and he just bit the guy's ear. I remember it being also hysterically funny.
This is what it sounded like.
Oh, and some nasty stuff in there. There needs to be a bite almost. Holyfield is very unhappy. Look at this. It looked as if Tyson bared his teeth at one stage in the exchange.
Yes,
bit his ear.
He bit his ear. That's what Holyfield was in. A lot of tears from that.
I mean, what was the date on that? I feel like it was June of 90... I don't have the date on that. June 97?
I would have guessed 95 or 94, but I have no idea.
June of 97, but I don't remember.
Is that the same game where the guy came down with the jetpack? Or
no, that was Fan Man. That was a different fight.
Okay.
Yeah. That was Lennox Lewis and Evander Holyfield. I believe, I'm doing this off the top of my head, Fan Man, believe was Lennox Lewis and Evander Holyfield because it was outside. The Tyson-Holyfield fight, I believe, was indoors.
The bite fight was on June 28th, 1997.
Boom. And what about Fan Man? Do we have that? You guys can look that one up. Well, I go to Jeff in Tucson. Jeff, the most unpopular sports moment of all time was what?
LeBron James going to Miami is the first thing I could think of.
Yep.
And the other thing I wanted to tell you, Maggie, is you guys were talking about things that you shouldn't put on the internet. I'm a big Ohio State rooter and, you know, graduate, so I'll tell you this short story. Christmas, my son-in-law begs me not to buy tickets for the Clemson-Ohio State semifinal game here in Phoenix. So I go through Christmas packages. I get the kids. We all go to my house. I got this big box. And at the bottom of the box were two tickets, front row seats of the end zone. And I started crying. That's how happy I was. My daughter was filming it, put it on Facebook, and it went viral. So here I am, you know, a 60-year-old man just crying happy tears. And my daughter and somebody else comes to me later that knew me, and he goes, hey, you know, I saw you crying on the internet. I'm like, what? Yeah, I didn't know my daughter had put me on the internet.
Wow.
I had 700,000 hits.
Oh, my goodness. Jeff, you're a star.
Yeah. I was a star for, you know, one day, whatever. But, yeah. But the LeBron James thing, and last thing I'm going to say, Maggie, the Cavs are real. Look who they've been sitting. We sat one of our guys last night. We sat Donovan the night before. And the guys are only playing 20, 25 minutes, all these 9 or 10 guys. So we're going to be ready for those finals.
Jeff, I need your teams
Jeff's an Ohio guy all the time. He talks about the Browns, Ohio State.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't go outside of Ohio for any of your teams?
Not really. You know, my wife wanted me to become a Diamondback fan because she's a Diamondback, and she's an NAU grad. So I just can't, you know, switch over like that. I just, you know, I'm a Guardians fan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, stick
and
with your
I go
team.
I go way back. You know, we had a hockey team once called the Crusaders. So that's how far I go back. We never could get an NHL team in Cleveland.
Yeah.
I just boggled my mind. But I appreciate you guys taking my call.
Jeff, thank you.
You guys have a great day.
You too, pal. And stay safe on the road. I believe Jeff told us once he's a long-haul trucker. We got to find the video of Jeff crying on the internet now. 700,000 views.
Jeff in Tucson. Let's do it.
That's pretty good. We're asking you again, the most unpopular sports moment of all time. Got fan man? No?
93, I believe that happened.
What was the fight?
Holyfield against Riddick Bowe.
Oh, Riddick Bowe, that's what it was. All right, my bad. Get some more of it next.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.